The battle over a controversial citizenship question on the 2020 census may have profound economic implications for the Mountain West. Ali Budner reports.
Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross added the question last year. It asks, is this person a citizen of the United States? If yes, you record when and how you became a citizen. If no, you check the box, no, not a U.S. citizen. Elizabeth Garner is the state demographer for Colorado. She says even though everyone is legally required to fill out the census,
a lot of concerns are that people are just going to refuse to fill out the questionnaire.
Out of fear, confusion, or even out of protest.
And that then can lead to severe undercounts of the total population.
Soon after the question was added, a number of cities and states filed a lawsuit to get it removed. A federal court ruled in their favor. The Trump administration appealed and has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to expedite a hearing. Garner says high stakes are pinned to the outcome.
We miss out a lot when we don't have full information about our population.
A quick civics review here. For nearly 2.5 centuries, every household in the country has been asked to fill out the census form. It comes every 10 years. You're asked about your age, sex, and race, how many people are living in the household, the relationships between them. You get the idea. It's the government trying to figure out how many people and what kinds of people live where. Garner says that information plays an important role in our democracy.
It is the foundation for representative government. So you know how we have the House of Representatives and there's representatives based on the population of every state? This is the foundation for it. It's awesome.
But Garner says it's important to remember census data also determines the amount of money each state gets from the federal government. And that's where our region could lose big.
Federal funding is allocated based on population.
In the Mountain West, it ranges from about $1 to $2,000 per person. Garner says that money directly goes to fund programs like Medicare and Medicaid, food stamps, road improvement, and public housing. And that data is used for 10 whole years.
So if by chance we're undercounted in that decennial count, then that undercount impacts our federal funding allocation throughout the decade.
And if enough immigrants don't fill in the survey, that's a problem, especially for our region, where we've been outpacing the national average for growth in our immigrant populations. Lawrence Benenson is with the National Immigration Forum in Washington, D.C., a nonprofit think tank.
What I think has been overlooked by a lot of people is given the changing immigration patterns we've had in the United States over the past 10, 20 years, a number of red states would be negatively impacted.
That includes states in our region. Hans von Spakovsky is with the Heritage Foundation. He shrugs off the claim that the question could cause an undercount of the population.
There's absolutely no evidence to support that. That's pure speculation. If you are a non-citizen in the country legally, then there's no reason for you not to fill out the survey.
And he believes the citizenship question is especially important right now.
Because we are in the midst of a very vigorous debate about immigration policy, and it's hard to do that without accurate information and data.
It's a debate this group of students are very familiar with. They're mostly immigrants from Mexico, and this is an English as a second language class in Colorado Springs. Some here say they'll fill out the survey no problem. Others say they won't, or at least they'll leave the citizenship question blank. But Victoria Soto voiced a universal concern.
The problem is not you are or no are citizen. The problem is what the government doing with this information.
Soto's question on what the government will do with the information has a real root in history. During World War II, census information helped the U.S. government locate Japanese American citizens to be rounded up for internment camps. Still, Colorado State demographer Elizabeth Garner says it's important to note that since the 50s, we've had strong privacy laws to keep individual-level data confidential. She also responds to another concern.
The citizenship question doesn't get to legal status either. So you're not putting out there that you're an illegal resident.
Whether that will put minds at ease remains to be seen. And whether the citizenship question gets the green light or not, the issue has to be decided by June. That's when the survey goes to the printer. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.